Okay, today is Daf Yud Aleph. We're on the bottom of Daf Yud, second line from the bottom. So we just finished a story where this person, Ketia Bar Shalom, was killed. And as he was killed, he gave himself a bris milah. Right?
Right.
Because you can't come into Olam Haba without a bris milah.
Right.
So Tosfos asks, but didn't Antoninus ask Rebbe if he's going to have Olam Haba? And Rebbe told him, yeah. So there's not bris milah.
Right. So
what? Oh, so look at the bottom Tosfos. Him Tomar. Vamrinam Prat Lantaninus. He's an exception. Afal Gaf, the Azal below Michza. Even though he didn't have a bris milah. So how could that be? So V'yesh Lomar, Shigam Hu Nimo. He had a bris milah.
There you go.
You have this?
No, why does he have a bris milah? He's a guy.
Digar Sinam Bi Yerushalmi Bin Megillah. Amal Antoninus Lorebi. At machileni min levyasin la'asid lavo? Am I going to partake of the levyasin la'asid lavo? Meaning, am I going to be in the Jewish section?
Right.
Amalei in. Told him, yeah. Amalei min imar pischa les at machileni min levyasin at machileni. But I can't eat from the carbon Pesach because I'm a guy. I'm going to eat from that, from the levyasin. How's that going to happen?
He's going to be there.
Amalei my avid lach. What can I do? Datsif kol arul lo yochel bo. You can't eat the carbon Pesach. You're an arul. V'chein, kivin d'shama, kein azal v'gazar garmei, hada amra igayer Antoninus. He became a geyer, and he had a bris milah. So who is this person?
Antoninus.
Antoninus Pius, the Roman Caesar from the years 160 to 180. Could that be who it is?
Doubtful.
Who wrote a book called On Meditations? Like philosophy?
What's
could it, On Meditations. Could it be him? I don't know.
Possibly.
Okay, now up to the net. Up to the next story, which is actually the seventh.
The problem with all these things is they always end up with, like, he becomes a gay.
Right.
And he that never happens.
Correct. Right.
Okay.
Up to the next story, which is actually the seventh story between Antoninus and Rebbe. Antoninus, Shamshe le Rebbe. Antoninus served Rebbe, right? And at the Adrichan, some other guy, Shamshe le Rav. He served Rav. Kishachiv Antoninus, when Antoninus died, Amar Rebbe Nisparda Chavila. The bundle has become unbundled, meaning he died. Kishachiv Adruchan, when Adruchan died, Amar Rav said, Nifrida Chavila. The bundle has become untied and dispersed. Right? Okay. Uncle is Bar Clonimus.
What does that mean?
That means he died.
No, what does it mean? The bundles
I don't know. I don't know what it means.
But
the
bound ourselves
is no longer a crime.
What? Look
at 37.
Right. Okay. Uncle is Bar Clonimus. Uncle is the son of Clonimus. Right? This is Uncleus that we know. Igayer. He became a Jew. He was a Roman and he became a Jew. So the Gemara in Gittin says he was the nephew of Titus.
Yeah.
Okay. So Shadar Kizer Gunda the Rome Abasre. The Caesar sent a troop of soldiers after him. Mashchinu Bekroi. He drew them closer with Psukim, with Torah. Listen to this. Reb Nissen Gaon says, Amalahem Pirushi HaTorah. The explanations, Uschar Kikaima. And the Schar, if you fulfill it. What Schar is that? Everybody know? I don't know. Olmaba. Okay. Igayer, they became Gerim. They all became Gerim. Now this is an Agarat Gemara. So even though we're going to learn halacha out of it, it's not a halachic Gemara. It's Agarat. It's a story. But the Ein Yaakov asks, how could they become Begayer sitting in front of Uncleus? Where's the Besdin? All of a sudden, just Begayer.
Right.
Like what's going on here?
We have that all over.
I know.
So you can't answer that here.
Not only that, he's supposed to dissuade a guy to become a Jew, not just the opposite, not draw him in. What's going on here? So the Ein Yaakov answers, all those rules only apply if you're FFB, if you're from birth. But a ger is allowed to proselytize other goyim. All those rules are off. Very interesting. Anyway.
It says you're not the same on close, so we think of.
Really?
That's what it says, Megillah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Not clear with Uncle
who
wrote the Aramaic translation
of the verse's name. I'll read you what Vekasav Rabbeinu Nisim Gon. Vekasav Yoni. Vekasav Rabbeinu Nisim Gon. Shehu Onkelos Shechiber Satagam LaTorah. It's the Onkelos that wrote the Targum on the Torah. What can I tell you? So who would you hold from? A Gemara in Megillah or a missing goat? Anyway, Hadar Shadar Gunda Duramoy Achwini Abasrei. He sent another troop of soldiers. And Amar Lahu, he said, Lo Tamiru Lev Lomizi. Don't talk to him. Don't talk to his uncle, his fellow. Kavishaklu V'Azla, when they were going back and forth, or don't talk in Torah. Don't talk anything. Don't talk about religion. You want to talk about politics? You want to talk about science? Don't talk about religion. So Kavishaklu V'Atari V'Azlu, they were going back and forth. Shaklu V'Azlu, back and forth. Amalu, Emelachu Milsa Ba'alma. So let's hear something about science. Let me hear something. So, Nifiura Nakat Nura Kamei Pipuria. When who holds the torch for the officer? An underling. An underling holds the torch for the officer, right? Pipuria Luduksa. A Pipuria is an underling for the higher guy. Duksa Lahagmunya. The Duksa holds the torch for the higher person. Hagmunna Lakuma. Then this guy holds it for the king. Kuma's the king, right? Now, someone always below holds it for the person above. Yeah, exactly. Kuma, minaka nuru mikame inchi. Who does the king hold it for? Amale, lo, for nobody. Nobody. He's the king.
His wife.
Yeah, exactly. Amalahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, naka nuru kame Yisrael. And Hashem, the king, he's holding the candle for us. He holds the torch for the Jews. Dixiv, like it says, Hashem holech lifneim, yomam, I think it's this week's parsha. Yeah, he held the torch. No, right? He held the torch for us. So Igayar Kula, they all became Gerim. Hadar Shadar Gunda Achrina Abasrei. He sent another troop. Amalahu Lo Tishtoi Midi Bade. Don't talk about anything. Just bring him back. Kinaptu Lei Azli Chaza Mezuzda. He saw a mezuzah. Demanach Apischa. That was on the doorpost. Otsiv Yode Allah. And he put his hand on the mezuzah. V'amalahu, my high, what was that custom? What was that about? Amrulei, emulana, tell us what it was about. Amalahu, menhagushal olam, the normal minhag is, melech basavadam, yoshev mibifnim. The king doesn't go out to battle, he stays inside. Inside. V'avadav, misham rimosabachutz. And the underlings are guarding the palace. Right? We look at Ishbarachu, the exact opposite. Avadav bifnim, we're inside. And Hashem's outside. He's protecting us with the mezuzah. Shenemar, Hashem yishmar teitzchov v'achameta v'ad olam. And Igayer, v'su lo shadar basrei. They gave up on him.
They got the message.
They gave up on him, right?
Because of this one particular passage?
Because it's one particular event. Yeah. Yeah, so you never know. You kiss a mezuzah, what that could do. Now, the Ramah says that there's a minhag. When you leave a room or a house, you put your hand on the mezuzah.
Yeah.
And all the Nosei Kalim say, the makar is this Gemara. We had to come to kiss the mezuzah. Yes, what?
I've asked many times, what's the makar for kissing?
Really?
It's only minhag.
Where did it come from? So, in the back over here, it said as follows. It says, and this is already what kind of person you are, that the Birke Yosef, who I think, I'm not sure who that is, I don't want to say, I think it's the Chidah, I think, he wrote that it's from the Arizal.
That's what?
The Arizal. The Arizal wrote,
Why do you need a source for that? Every of Kedusha, you kiss. Okay. Your tzitzis, you kiss. Your tefillin, you kiss.
And I'll tell you something else. And even if it's a mitzvah that doesn't have kedusha, you kiss it. There's a minhag, people kiss the matzah. People kiss a shofar. People kiss a sukkah.
That's minor, people do that.
It's a minority of people. It's a minority. As he says, that Erizal, Sheyiniach etzba hanikris ama al shem shakai, hakasuv al mezuzah, mibachot, you put your finger on the mezuzah, v'yishkena, and you kiss it, v'yispal al Hashem, yishmeini b'shem, and Hashem should protect me. Right? I think you kiss your finger.
Yeah.
That's what he says. Kissing tzitzis, kissing tefillin, kissing sefer kodesh. The shlah says people kiss the matzah, people kiss the maror.
Who says this?
The shlah.
Yeah.
People kiss the sukkah, people kiss the esrog, people kiss their lulav. What? Why? Why do they kiss it? Why do they kiss it? Because things that you love, you kiss. It's very simple. It's not a deep thing. Things that you love, you kiss. You kiss your kids, you kiss your wife, you kiss the mitzvahs. Very simple. Right? What? Yeah. That's right. People have that minute. That's a lesser amount. Mati's right. Less people kiss the sukkah than kiss the mezuzah. Less.
Absolutely.
What? I do.
What?
He also does. Mr. G also told me he just does.
Absolutely.
When you say goodbye to the sukkah, you give it a kiss. Yeah. He says here, people, the derech pikudecha, which is the b'nei saschar, he says he kissed the matzah, the maror, and the dalet kozos. Very interesting. Why? Now, if you think about it, that's not so crazy. It's not so crazy. What's the difference between that and a chumash?
Right.
Okay, it says chumash is different because it's holy. You can differentiate anything.
Right?
100%. The bottom line is, it's something that you love and something that you kiss. Okay, very good.
Right.
Correct. Okay, next. Next Gemara is fascinating. Vayomer Hashem la. And Hashem said to her. To who her? To Rivka. Hashem said to Rivka, Shnei goyim bevitnech. There's two nations inside you. That's why when you run past the shul, or the shiva, shame, whatever it was, this is kicking to come out. And when you walk past the idol place, it's also kicking. What's going on? You have two nations inside you. Amar v'dem harav, al tikvi goyim. Don't read geyim. Goyim, ela geyim. It should be read geyim. Rashi says this in Parshas Toldos. It means the proud ones. Ze antoninus v'rebi. Ze antoninus v'rebi. Shelo pasku me'al shulchanam. They never didn't have on their table chalo chazeres, not salad, v'lo kishus, different kind of vegetable, v'lo, what?
Cucumber.
V'lo tano, not radish. Lo b'mosachama, v'lo b'mosachshanam. The Marsha says, listen to this Marsha, that even though there were a lot of kings that were rich, and there were a lot of Jews that were rich, there were never a time period in history we had two leaders so rich, just like Yaakov and Esav lived at the same time. That's why I picked these two people. Because they're both so rich, and both leaders, and they lived together, just like Yaakov and Esav. That's why it's Dafka, these two people. No, they live at the same time, in other words.
Okay.
Well, you know, Rothschild lived, and so did, what's his name? They didn't live at the same time. So now it's like Paris and apples and oranges. These two people lived together at the same time. They were both rich, and they were both leaders. The Amar Mar, Tzanon Mechatik Ochel, Tzanon radishes helps digest the food. Chazeres Ma'abech Ma'achel, Chazeres helps digest the food. Kishas Marchiv Ma'ayim. And melons, whatever they are, what did you say?
Cucumbers
broaden your appetite, and they're good things to have. Why is it called kishun? Because it's as sharp as a sword. That's not so good. They're bad when they're big. They're good when they're small. Okay. Then we said Yom Haleda v'Yom Hamisa is a holiday. Reb Meir said that, and the Chachamim said no, only if they burn his stuff. Then it's a holiday. If they don't burn his stuff, he's a third rate, third tier, that's not a holiday. Right? If they burn his stuff, that means he was someone special. So, Michlal, Dermeir Savar, Loshna Misa Sheish Basrefa, Loshna Misa Sheim Basrefa. It doesn't make a difference if it's Srefa or not. Dermeir said, the birthday and the yard site, whether or not they burnt his stuff. The Chacham of Michalik, if we burn his stuff, then he's special, then it's a holiday, and if not. So, Dermeir is not Michalik. So, Polchi Bey, Lavoris Kochavim. Either way, they made the guy into an idol. Either way. Alma, what do you see from here? That according to a mayor, where it doesn't make a difference if they burn stuff or not, Srefa lav chukahi. Srefa is not the kicker. That doesn't make the chuk, the law. What's the law? When any time a king dies, he becomes a god. Doesn't make a difference if they liked it, they didn't like it, they burnt it, they didn't burn it. No difference. Michlal, Darbanan Safri, Darbanan Hold, Srefa, Chukahi. No, Srefa is the Chok. Srefa is the cause. Srefa is the law. If they're so rave the stuff, that means he was special. They make him into a god. And if not. So, Votanya, but 1 second. We have a Braitha that says, when a Jewish king dies, Sorfen al hamalachim. We burn the Jewish king stuff. Why do we burn the Jewish king stuff? No one else should use it. Velo midarki hemori. And that's not a goyish thing. Not a darki hemori. The e chukahi. Now you're just telling me that according to the Chachamim, it is a darki hemori. It's a rule, it's a law. Anan hechi sarfinan. How could we do that? Voxiv b'chukasechem lo selechu. You can't follow the goyim. Don't answer me, but we came first. It's not an answer. Because Tosfos points out that in the beginning, Hashem said, I love matzevas, and the avos built matzevas, and then once the goyim took on that custom, in Devarim it says, you're not allowed to make a matzeva. I hate them, says Hashem. Why? Because it became goyish. What? What do you mean?
Once a year because the
guy okay, could be. I don't know. Could be. You hear? So don't say, well, we came first. It's our minute first. We're older than that. No. Once the goyim adopt something, it's goyish. So how on earth could we burn the clothing of the king, the Jewish king? So Gemara answers, that can't be. El dekuli alma sreifa lav hukahu. Sreifa cannot be a rule. Because if it would be a rule, there's no way we could do it. Ella chashivuzi. It's just a chash of a thing that they do. That's all. It's not a rule. It's something that they do. Right? V'hacha b'hacha b'filgi. This is what Reb Meir and the Chacham are arguing about. Reb Meir savar, lo shna misa sheish basreifa, v'lo shna misa she'ein basreifa. It doesn't make a difference if they do it or not. As a matter of fact, it's not even such a chash of... Okay, it's a minute. They have a minute. It's not a din by them. Not a rule. Therefore, polchi b'alavot chavim. When the king dies, he becomes special. He becomes like a god. They worship him. For Rabbanan Savri, no. Misa sheish basreifa chashiva lehu. If the Misa has chashivas, if it has sreifa, that demonstrates the help from this guy. This guy was special. But Palchi Bey, then they make it into an Avodah Zarah. For she'ein basreifa lo chashivi. If not, not. For lo Palchi Bey, they wouldn't bother with this guy. Okay? So, did we answer the question? The question was, how could we do something to Goyim do it? So what was the answer? The answer was, but they don't really do it because it's a din. They only do it because it's a minute. That was basically the answer. It's not a din by them, it's a minute by them. So how does that answer the question? How does it answer the question? So it doesn't make a difference what they do it for, they do it. Right? So, for that answer, you have to go to Tosfos. It's this long Tosfos here. It's a very interesting Tosfos, but we're not going to read the whole thing because we don't have time. In the middle of it, he says, it says, Lekach Pirish Ri. I don't know where. It's right in the smack in the middle of this Tosfos. Lekach Pirish Ri. Therefore, the Ri says, the Tre Gavne Chukahave. There's two types of Chukas Hagayim. There's two types. Ha'echad Sh'osin L'shem Chok L'avodas Kochavim. There's one that's done because it has to do with religion. For example, a Christmas tree. So I want to put up a Christmas tree. Why do they put up Christmas trees? Why? Religion. Because it's religious. It's a whether it is or it isn't, they do it for religious reasons, right? I want to decorate my house with tinsel on December 25th. Can I do that? No. Why not? Because that's religious reasons. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe they don't even know why they're doing it.
I'm sure they don't.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It has religious connotations. The echad sh'osin l'shem das hevel v'shtos shalahem. Then there's also stupidity.
Right.
Like what?
Like the lights in front.
No, that's also religious. Like what? Like the Super Bowl. I want to go to the Super Bowl. So that it's a goyish thing. The Jews don't go to Super Bowls. It's a goyish thing. Yeah, but it's nothing to do with stupid. It's nonsense. It's not religious. It's not religious. It's just a stamma thing that they do. I have other issues of going to go. I'm not talking about the other halachic issues of going to a Broadway play. I'm forgetting I'm talking about that. It's not religious. What is it? Thanksgiving meal. That could have been religious. That could have started out like that. So I purposely didn't say Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving started in the 1620s, but then Abraham Lincoln made it a holiday to give chizuk to the troops. So he made it a holiday to give chizuk to the troops. We're going to have a day of Thanksgiving. So it's probably not religious. So that's what Moshe said. You can go to Thanksgiving dinner. What is that? It's a holiday. It's stupidity. Again, he calls it shtus because everything they're going to do is shtus, right? Go and wear a necktie. So that I can't wear a necktie. They wear a necktie because it's an adornment to your clothing, right? It has nothing to do with religion.
I think it's just convention.
Exactly. So that's okay. Even if it was invented by a guy.
Yeah.
That's all okay.
Yeah,
that's what Tosfos interprets. That's what they're arguing about. If it's a religious issue, you have a problem. So that's what he means when he says it was not a din. It was just a chok. It's just something that they did. Like watching a Super Bowl. Go to the Super Bowl. It's not a religious thing. It's Nairishkeit. So they burnt it. So then we could do it also. They do something for Nairishkeit, then we do something because I think that's what Tosfos is saying. There's two, you have to separate, right? Okay. That's very interesting. You spend a lot of time on this issue because it comes up a lot of times. Right? That's why even people that say you can go to, even people that mock their Thanksgiving, nobody says you're allowed to participate in Halloween. Nobody holds that. Because it's really religious in origin. It's a pagan holiday. It's even worse. It's a pagan. That's the worst of all. It's mamash avodah zarah. It's real avodah zarah. Right? Christianity you can hack with, and Islam you can hack with. This is mamash avodah zarah.
I don't know what the reason for
it. It's pre-Christian. It's pagan.
All Hallows Eve.
It's the day that the souls, because November, the day after Halloween is All Saints Day,
right,
which is a Christian holiday. They took it just to be attractive to the pagans.
Right.
They hopped every holiday the pagans had to be attractive, right? So that's one of the reasons why they say December 25th is Zen, because it was a pagan holiday. So they took that to make it attractive, to get recruits to the new religion, right? No, seriously, that's what they did. So all these things became Christian. Okay, so the Christians, they don't mean anything. But if they're mamish pagan, that's a big problem. Now, I asked some kid today, what are you going trick-or-treating for? They have no idea. Doesn't make a difference.
They can't be,
but what's the reason? They have no idea, they have no clue, it doesn't matter. So no one matters that. Even people matter Thanksgiving, no one matters that.
That's the reason.
Exactly, that's the reason. Okay, what? Trick-or-treating?
Yeah, the park.
Right. So next, Gufa. We said, Sarfan al-Malachim, that we burn our own king's stuff. V'ein b'mishum darkei amori. It's not a problem of darkei amori. It's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because it's only a shtus. So if it's only a shtus, we could do it. Right, then Tosfos at the end says, then don't tell them we did it first, because it's not an answer. Like with the matzevas. It's not an answer. Even though we did matzevas first, once the goyim took it, it becomes a problem. Shenemar, it says, B'shalom tamos umesrefos avosecha ha-malachim. K'shem she'sorfen al-malachim, just like you burn the king stuff, kach sorfen al-nasiyim. So too you burn the nasiyim stuff. Right?
But if it's totally secular, there's no really sober tones now. What's the shachas?
So the answer is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's in root, it's religious.
But,
and therefore it's a problem. Even though today no one knows what it's about, right? No one knows. It doesn't make a difference.
You know, I had a conversation with the road, that's about the topic,
yeah,
about Ashur's bringing flowers inside the shul.
Right.
You know, there's a major problem.
Yeah, I know, the Gro doesn't do it.
You know why?
Because it's over. Right.
Why?
Because that's what they do on Christmas.
They took it over.
They do that when?
Christmas. You've heard of a Christmas tree?
No, so, and inside, and they decorate inside the... They
never put the two together.
Yeah.
I never told that.
Exactly. So now, Mahim Sarfin al-Malachim, what exactly did they burn from the king? What exactly did they...
That's the case, and why do we talk about flowers?
Because it's flowers, not trees. You have the whole, it's a whole discussion.
No, it's green sin.
What?
The bugs come in with the
flowers. Mahim Sarfin al-Malachim, what did they burn from the king? What exactly did they burn? They burnt the palace down? No. Mitasan, his bed. Klei Tashmishan, his stuff. It's Kalim. Maisa Shemesu Rangamil Azakin. Rangamil died. Fisarif Alav Unkelos Hager Shivim Mona Tsuri. An uncle is burnt 70 coins. So what do you mean 70 coins? From Artabi, you just said, Mahin Sarfin Alein Mitasan Klei Tashmishan. He only burnt his stuff in his bed. What are you burning coins for? Ema, no, b'shivim monaturi. No, what we burnt was worth 70 coins. That makes sense. Okay. Umidi achwini lo, you don't burn anything else. For Tanya, we have a bright that it says, okun ala malachim, that they would ruin, okun ala malachim, okun means they would make the animals of the king into balmums. They'd break the legs or something. Yeah. The ain bo mishum darkei amori. It's not a problem. So what is this? It's not the king's stuff. It's a horse. Let the horse alone. Amar of Papa, sus shirochav alav. No, it was the horse he rode on. So it's like his stuff. Rashi says, dahai klei tashmish. It's his stuff. He asks Tosvos, vim tomar. Second to bottom Tosvos. Famai lo parecho ikka tzar balachayim. It's tzar balachayim. What are you doing? You're ruining, torturing a horse for a reason. It's not baltashchis. Kivon delichvodo shel melechos in Cain. You're doing it for the king's covet. You can't ride that horse anymore. That's the king's horse. It's not baltashchis. Still tzar balachayim. Ein osin kan hashchasa elahavi kmo mak tachrichin shel meyamana. So it's just like spending a lot of money on tachrichin. That's not baltashchis. I want to spend a lot. What are you wasting money for? It's going in the ground. It's not baltashkes. Right? Ela talbay chayim echeter. What's the heter for that? For Yeshlomar, answers Tosfos, the shiny kavod hamelech. For the kavod of a melech. Shehu kavod l'chol Yisrael. He is the kavod of all Chal Yisrael. Listen to this. V'asi kavod rabim, v'dachi tzar balachayim. The rabim comes and pushes off tzar balachayim. Says the Chassam Sofer, what does that mean? What does that mean? Says the Chassam Sofer, explaining this, Tzar Baal Chayim doesn't apply if there's a Tzorech. If that were true, then you couldn't use a donkey, you couldn't put a load on a donkey. Tzar Baal Chayim. How can you put a load on a donkey? Tzar Baal Chayim. The donkey would rather not, the load not be on its back.
That's his purpose. That's his
profit. Exactly. Right. That's exactly the point.
How can my lab work with mice?
It's exactly the point.
To kill mice.
The answer is, it's for a tafke.
Yes.
It's trying to save people. That's exactly what Tosfos means. If it's a tafke, just a stomp to go torture bugs, what the kids do with the magnifying glass, and that's mamash tzar ba'al chayim. There's no purpose in that. The mamash no purpose.
Sure, that's a good time.
Yeah, that's not a purpose. But if it's a reason, covered of the whole Klal Yisrael, that's a purpose. That's not tzar ba'al chayim. Very interesting answer. Right? It's a whole different way of looking at animals than what the modern man today, what the liberals think of animals. Right? It's a totally different way of looking at it. Right? Okay.
I was reading yesterday that Rev Moshe fasted eating veal.
Because it was Tzar Baal Chaim. It's very interesting. So that doesn't go with this. That doesn't go with this answer. Is that really true?
Why is veal anything else?
That... If it's true, that would go against his Tosfos. It would go against the Chazam. Did he write that in print? Or it's one of these apocryphal stories? I don't know. So,
I grew up with Rav Kemmler, as a member of the author, I can tell you he had a whole spiel on it for a long, long time.
Right.
But I don't believe Rav Moshe ever put that in print.
Right. So, that would go against this idea of the Chazam Sofer. That if it's...
make real veal, it's almost impossible to have the animal be kosher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they get very, very sick.
Uh-huh.
They would hold, like, iron and all these things. They don't even put them in metal pens.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Okay.
They'll lick the metal.
Anyway, now, what about, that was a horse. What about a behemoth tahora lo? What about a kosher animal? Vatanya, ikar sheishba trefa usser. If you're going to do this thing to an animal that's a trefa, you make it into a trefa, that you're not allowed to do. So you have to break it in such a way that's not a trefa, but it's not rideable. But for she'ein but trefa, mutter. But if you're not going to make it into a trefa, then you can do it to the animal. You're going to break the leg. Apparently, in the Gemara's parlance, above the knee or something, it's going to become a trefa, it's going to die. Below the knee, it's not going to die. You can't ride it. It has a mum.
What animal do they ride?
Let's say a cat. Well, the ezu ikr she'ein but trefa. Hamanasher parsoseh min arkuva lamata. If you remove the leg from below the arkuva, from below the knee, right? So tigrim of papa ba'agala hamoshech is bekaron. It's with a wagon where they're pulling a person, a cow or an ox or something. So therefore, it's a kosher animal. It's used to pull.
It's used to pull things for
even the coach. So then it becomes the king stuff. It's like the horse. It's the king stuff. Then you're allowed to kill it. Right. Rashi says, on the bottom, the last wide line over here, Shioshi Bahamelech, the king sits over there, the Hainu Kli Tashmisho, it becomes his Kli. So it's like his stuff. Therefore, they're allowed to do it. Okay, next, Yom Taglachaz Zikno. Then we said, the day that he gets a haircut, or a trim on his beard, or a haircut, those days are also, according to some, also special dates. So, Yibayalahu. Hechi Katani. What did the Mishnah say exactly? Yom Taglachas, Zikno. The day he takes a tree on his beard. Vahanachas, Bluriyoso. And he leaves his hair the way it is. Odilma, Yom Taglachas, Zikno. Vahavaras, Bluriyoso. Well, he gets both of them cut. So, Tashma, Tatani, Tarvayu, Yom Taglachas, Zikno. Vahanachas, Bluriyoso. We learn both ways. Either you trim the beard, you leave your hair alone, or Yom Taglacha Zikno Vavarta Buluyasa, or you get both done. Okay, fine.
Assuming you have hair.
Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Od Acheres Yesh Lehem Baromi. There's another holiday that they left out. There's another holiday left out, a Roman holiday. Achas L'Shivim Shana, once every 70 years. Why 70 years? So the Rabbi Nachananel says that's how long a person lives. It's once every generation, lifespan. Others say, the Tosas Rid says, because what happened was, after 70 years, the Romans saw that this is not going to be like the first temple where they went back. They're still stuck here. They're still here. So they made a holiday. And every 70 years it became another holiday. That's what Tosas Rid says. What holiday is it? Mevi and Adam Shalem. They take a Shalem, who represents Esav, Umarkiv and Osel Adam Chiger, and they get a guy who's lame, who represents Yaakov, who was struck in the thigh and limped, right? Umalbishon also big the Adam Arishon, and they get the clothing of Adam Arishon, which Yaakov wore to steal the Bechorah. Now it means the actual clothing of Adam Arishon, or just like they bought it in the gift shop, you know? The Adam Arishon's clothing.
Replica.
Umanichin lo Barosho, and they took out the head, Karkiflo Shrebi Yishmael, the preserved head of Rabbi Yishmael, it's one of the Asar Huwag Malchus. Vitalule, Bitzaveri, Miskal, it should be four, Dalad, not Reish, Dalad Zuzah, and they hung him on a stick of four zuz that was worth $4. The pitha, it was just expensive. Rashi says he can't find this, it's so expensive. Umachapen es hashvakim be'inach, and they would go out into the street. Umachwizim lefanav, and they would announce, Sach Curry Plaster, you fake, you liar. Meaning Yaakov's a liar, right? You liar. What?
They covered his legs with these stones.
Right, and they go out and say, well, Yaakov's a liar. Ahua de Marana Zifna, your brother is a liar. You lied to your brother. De Chami, Chami, de Lo Chami, Lo Chami. If you saw that, you saw it. If you didn't see it, you didn't see it. You missed it. Wait 70 years, you'll see it next 70 years. Mai, Ahani, Liramoi, Barama Usai, Ulzafne, Bezifune. What did it help? All the lies and all your trickery. What did it help? Umasaimin bahachi, and they would end off like this. Vay l'dein kad yakum din. Right? Woe is it to us in the end of days. Woe is to Esav in the end of days.
This
name
did not last.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Ravashi said, Hechshilan piyam l'rishayim. They would turn around to the rishayim. If they said that your brother's a liar, then you're right. Hasha de Amri, what they said was, Dirmarana Zaifana, you're the liar. Marana Gufa Zaifanahu. And our brother, I mean Esav, is also a liar. Okay, I don't know what that all means.
Whatever.
Now, Vatana Didan, my time aloha Shavlelahai. So why didn't our Mishnah mention this holiday? They mentioned the holidays. Why was this one off the list? No, they only mentioned every holiday, every year. The lesa b'chol shaita v'shaita lo kachashiv. The one that didn't happen every year, they left out. Hani diramoy. Okay, those are the Roman holidays. What about parsoy mai? What are the Persian holidays? So they are mutradei, tursiki, muhurniki, umohurin. Fine. Hani di parsoy v'diramoy. Those are the Persian and the Roman. The bavloy mai. What about the Babylonian holidays? So those are muhurniki, V'aknisi b'chenuni b'eser ba'adar. Something on the 10th of Adar. Amar v'chanan bar v'chista. Amar rav. Amrila amar v'chanan bar rava. Amar rav. Chamisha bate avodas kochav m'kavu enhein. There are five established bate avodazara in the world. Elohim. Everybody knows one of these five.
Rome.
No. Beis Baal b'bavel. Beis Nevo b'kursi. Tarasa Shebim Mefag. Okay, that's number three. Number four is Srifa the Ashkelon. And number five is Nashra Sheba Aravia. Nashra in Arabia. What's number five? Number five is Mecca. Says the Aruch. Right? The Aruch says, it's an Evan Sheyesh Liyishma'ilim. It's the stone of the Yishma'ilim. Be'ir Mecca. In the city of Mecca. Right? And wait one second. The Medrash Shlekach Tov says that this stone in Mecca, which the Arabs use today, is the same Avodah Zarah that in the Torah is called Kemosh, which is the Avodah Zarah of Moav. You hear this? It's Kemosh, everyone heard of Kemosh? I think it's in Parashas Balak. Next time we learn Parashas Balak, you'll remember it. That's Mecca. And not only that, he says over there that the Eshkol says, if that's true, then Muslims are over to Avodah Zarah. This is Beferish Gemara that says, these are the five centers of Avodah Zarah of the world, and one of them is Mecca. And if they, so it's not, people think, oh, Islam is a monotheistic, there's no idols on the in any of the mosques, there's no, it's a good thing that a mosque is on the Harabai, it's not a church, such a good thing, because there's no idols, it's not really idol worship, it's 100% not true. They're worshipping Mecca. They're worshipping a stone. It's one of the Gemara says, right? He says, the Yishma'elim, Shabizmanenu, Nechshavim Be'ov De Avodah Zarah. They're considered Ov De Avodah Zarah, Afal Pishim Atzmam Tzivurim She'enam, even though they think they're not, Mibnei Shemavur B'Gemara Kan, Sheneshra B'Aravyahu, the Narsha of the Ravya, B'Zavodah Zarah. The Meiri says the same thing, right? And then he quotes a Rambam, even though they don't think they're over the Avodah Zarah, but it doesn't matter. Now, the only thing you could quibble with is that let's assume everything they're saying is true. That it's the same place. So the reason why that stone predated Islam, it was always an Arabian thing.
Yeah.
And when Muhammad invented the religion, he incorporated it just like the Christians did the same thing. Right? They made Halloween into All Saints Day. They did the same thing. So they did the same thing. What?
Just happened to be coincidence that was the city he lived in?
No, he didn't live there. He went there because that was the center. That was the big center. It was a pilgrimage site before he came along. He incorporated it into Islam. That's the only issue. So when he incorporated it, yeah, he was monotheistic. It could be. He was. The Eshkol says, no, see, you've made the Avodah Zarah. They're bowing down to the stone. That's only because he made it like that. He incorporated it not as Avodah Zarah, as a tool to get more converts. I go to that, I go to the mall. Everyone hangs out over there. I'll go there. And he preached, and they bought into him. So he kept it. He incorporated it. That's what you could say.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
Why? That's what happened. That's what happened. He didn't discover the stone. It was an old stone. It predated. It was an ancient thing. It goes back to Kemosh. So let's assume all that's true. Then you could say it's not Avodah Zarah because of what I just said. The Eshkol didn't say that. The Eshkol says Avodah Zarah. Yes, exactly. It was always there. It was always there. Go look at the history. It was always there. I didn't know that.
But I
recently read a book on Muhammad.
He turns it into a deity that becomes
That's the question. What did he do with it?
Yeah.
Did he just make it a place to get more converts? Or did he... So it's not a deity.
But
it is one of the rules of Islam. You have to go there once in your life.
Exactly. You're
supposed to go there. It's a pilgrimage place.
Is that right?
No, it's once in your life.
Again?
Yeah.
Themselves.
What pagans do. The Muslims, they don't have pagan any of this stuff. There's no kabbalists like we have.
Correct. So what happened before? So before Muhammad came along, what was going on in Arabia? They weren't monotheistic.
They were
just killing people.
No, they weren't monotheistic.
Many of them were practicing
sun gods,
like the seven mitzvahs of.
Yes, I don't know.
No. Fire gods, sun gods, that stuff.
Anyway, oh my goodness, we have to move.
Can I just ask, did the Amora not know that there were civilizations east of Mesopotamia?
What do you mean, the Gemara?
What about
in China? No. Kesser of Dimi, Hosifo Leyen, Yerid Sheba Ein Bechi, they added the following places. That one, Nidvacha Shabako, Ikeda Amri, Nizbara Shabako. Okay, fine. Rav Dimi Min Hardoi, Masni Ibcha, Yerid Shabako, Nidchacha Sheba Ein Bechi. Fine. Amalei Rav Chanan, where are we up to? Amalei Rav Chanan, Bar Rav Chista, Rav Chista, Mai Kavun Hain, What does it mean, the kavua? Amalei hachi amar, avu adimech. Here's what your father's mother told me. Kivun heim la'olam tadira, kula, shata, polchilhu. Every year they always go there and make big pilgrimages. That's what it means. Okay? All right, we'll stop here. We'll stop here in the second line of Omar Shmuel, and we'll pick up tomorrow's easy daf.
That's why I thought it was angry.
What? Oh, Omar Shmuel, Begola in Oyster Eli of Edel Bavad. Today in Galus, only the day of the holiday. Why? Because, as we said before, they're not so interested in idol worship. They're just doing it because their father did it. Yom Edom Nami Mi Aser, that is also Aser. Bar Rav Yehuda Shari Leila Rav Brunya Lezavini Chamra. He Rav sell wine over there. Rav Gidol Lezavdi Chitin Bechaga Tatai. He let them sell stuff to these wanderers. Shani Chaga Tatai Delo Kivi. Now those holidays were not set. They were random holidays. They weren't set. Therefore, the holiday. That's why he allowed that. You have a kavua holiday. The holiday itself is a problem. Not any of the other days. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day and a good Shabbos.